Good morning, MGTOW man. I was having a grizzle before. About you go to some places and the takeaway, it's like, you know, you get a doner kebab and it's about, you know, love this wide angle lens. It looks me so, makes me look so fucking fat, you know. But anyway, it's like two fingers thick. You know, two fingers round and about, you know, twice as sort of long sort of stuff, you know, and you're thinking, fuck, the cunts are charging $15 for this. You know, you're out of your fucking mind. You know, so we're going to be another exercise in roadside dining. You know, because I made up my mind. I just said I'm not buying piss poor value food, you know. You cunts don't have the sense, you know. They don't have the fucking sense to cook, you know, at least reasonable portions, you know. So here we have a roast chicken, complete with juices that run everywhere and leak out of the bag. Brilliant. And then we have flat bread. Oh, a resealable bag. Yeah, how do you fucking reseal it? Cunts. Oh, there's a magic little here. We win a prize. Because this shit's thin. What we do is you get flatbread. We put lettuce over the flatbread. Knife. And really you want big slices. Or you want as big leaves, as big a... fuck. You know, you want a good layer of leaves. Some tomato. There's some dressing. G'day. And there's some of this. This was cheap. It's about $6 a kilo, so yeah. And then I'll show you it when it's a sort of assembled. It's a bit hard to sort of balance everything. So fuck. At least the lid is loosely fitted. You don't have to fucking... So... There you go, guys. That's like, probably, of course of the, oh, why do my fucking fingers look so grubby? So there you go. That's like, you know, a takeaway shop has yeah, so that's pretty good, you know, and I can make probably about five of these, six. But, you know, when you get lots of lettuce and shit, you know, tends to bulk up, and lettuce is nearly almost all water. So, yeah, but it's filling and it's nutritional, you know? So I can have like I haven't had any breakfast. This is my lunch. I'm have one now. I have one in about half an hour. You know, it's fucking... So... You know... I mean, food up here is really expensive. But... Yeah. This is how to eat really fucking well when traveling. You know, don't go to, don't be a fucking dick brain who queues up at McDonald's, you know. You know, how's that? Fucking, you know, I don't have a ruler.
Oh, yes, we do.
Well, the blade on this is about 90 millimetres long, so, you know, that's about probably about an average of 8 centimetres in diameter. You know? And that's really good. You need good food. You know? Yeah, so oh, what was the fucking words? What was the words? Fuck. Right. So. Oh God. Fuck, that was good. Sometimes I usually do them if they're thin stuff, thin wraps. Got a nice little piece of cunt over there. They're kind of. Yeah, so that's how you sort of do it. Got a cucumber too. Oh, I might eat that when I get home. Buddy. Oh man. Kind of fresh groceries are fucking nice. And I'm not sort of saying that, because my diet sort of consists mostly of meat and frozen veggies, you know, because it means you can stock up, it lasts for ages, and you never have to go, you know. You don't have to go and get, you know, when you live out in the middle of nowhere, you don't have to get fresh shit. You know, fresh stuff doesn't last, and you got to go shopping frequently. So, but these are the things that you can put into this, you know. And if you get the really big wraps, g'day, you can fit in and you can roll them up really fucking big. So these are the things, if you get a good sharp knife, you know, like this, keep it sharp, you can slice in, she's admiring me because I'm so gorgeous, that's alright, I can admire me too, oh you gorgeous man, yeah. But okay, you can get a good sharp knife, you can put in lettuce, which is your base layer, or cabbage. You know, cabbage is good, it's a superfood. You can put in peppers, sliced peppers, either hot or just plain bell peppers, you know. You can put in, you slice them lengthways, thin sort of long slices, so you get so you get cucumber, carrots sliced in thin little strips, you know. Yeah. There's just tons of stuff, you know. You know, you can get broccoli. Just cut it into little florets, you know what I mean? Little flower head sort of things, and just sprinkle them along. Um, a silver beet in the leaves. You can cut them into strips. That's one of those things. It's a little bit from memory, it's a little bit astringent, you know, meaning sort of maybe try a bit. Try it sort of in thin little strips. Cut it into long, thin little strips and use it like that. And if you got too much, well, you know, take a bit out. You can add cheese. Sliced pineapple or pineapple chunks. Sliced cheeses. Some of the more exotic cheeses, you know. And if you can't get any fresh roasted chicken or something, there's ham, there's cold chicken, there's sliced chicken, there's, we have cabana, there's bloody chizero sausages, you know. There's deli meat, you know what I mean? There's tons and tons and tons of different meats. And if you live in Australia, there's lots of public barbecues in almost all the parks, electric barbecues, you know, you press a button and they start up. Yeah. So you can buy a dozen eggs, a whole heap of fucking bacon, you know, mince, steaks, you know. Fuck, this is really good. So, you know, where's the fucking camera? You know, and you can vary, you know, you put the lettuce down to keep the sauce from soaking into the bread and making the bread disintegrate. So you need a base layer, and you try to get that's a nice little Asian number. Skinny little ass on her. Fuck, that was good. I mean, that was seriously fucking good. Yeah? They have my permission. Whenever you get food that's really excellent and really nutritional and really tasty, you have my permission to say, that was fucking great, you know? Oh, man. And look, I don't want to be... You know... I don't want to be a truly retarded cunt. Oh, man. Some tonic water. And, oh God, I'm drifting in and out. Fuck, that was really nice. Yeah, so you have my, I'm just a bit fucking tired and sort of iffy, you know. So you have my permission to say that was fucking excellent. You say that was fucking great. That was fucking awesome. That was... Yeah, well, that was fucking brilliant, you know? Like, I don't want to stuff my face and just eat and eat and eat, but, you know, there's something about really nutritious food that's filling, you know? And I don't want to sort of just... I'm not a big on binge eating. I don't want to do sort of, you know, I'm not, you know, but fuck it, that was just, that stuff that's so good, like, you know, I look at some of those stupid people going, oh, look at me, I can eat fucking, you know, I can eat one meal that would feed like 10 fucking people. And, you know, which I think is just sort of, you know, the gut your face on this shit challenge, you know. And, you know, like hamburgers the size of car tyres or some shit, you know. That sort of bullshit. But I haven't had anything much... yesterday, I didn't sort of eat much yesterday, and didn't have much last night, and didn't have anything this morning, so I'm pretty fucking hungry, and I need to sort of That was really good. So yeah, gentlemen, you know, that was really fucking good. God, everywhere I go, oh, that was nice. I mean, seriously. And a few after dinner mints. Oh, fuck. So, well, it's a nice dessert. It's enough. But yeah, you know, all right, oh. Gotta go.